Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
B. Mitchell Philly, 106.7 The Fan. JP's out at Commanders training camp. Checking out the practices. I'm here in our Navy Yard studios trying to hold it down for you. We're going to get to the Stephen A. Smith and Michael Irvin audio here soon. But I want to just address a little something. I finally went on Twitter and looked at some stuff. And I basically just responded to somebody. But let me just break it down for you. I don't think I can't speak for nobody else. But I never come into this studio and say something to try and drum up controversy or interest. I tell you what I exactly believe or what I know. I don't care to try to bring somebody in that want to just because they're going to come in just because of, oh, somebody gave you a keyword to make you want to talk. I think my job is to come out here and give you my true assessment and opinion of what I believe, and I try to do that at a high level. Now, I may not agree with what you agree with. You may not agree with me. But I guarantee you, if I say something, it's closer to the damn truth than what I'm listening to some fools on Twitter or anything else that's going to come out and say something. And the funny thing is, you all constantly listen to what we say just to try and go against it, which means you come in here for your information. Because you don't ever say nothing that comes just from you. It's always to go against what we say. So if I say it, I believe it or I know it. I don't care about the keyword stuff, the drumming up interest. Who cares about that? I'm going to be like a kid, tell you what I truly believe, and you deal with it or don't. So a bunch of you little guys out there want to act tough on Twitter, keep being what you are. A little cheerleader, and that's what I'm going to deal with. But Michael Irvin and Stephen A. Smith was talking about the Washington football team. They had some things to say. Ultimately, I learned a lot in the statement. I learned that one person doesn't know anything about what he's talking about. Somebody gave him information and he ran to it. Let's take a listen.
Now listen, when I say this, I want you to grasp what I'm saying here. I believe he can swim here. I believe this is a good opportunity for Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz was been in Philly. Then he went right back to his coach in Indy. And in those situations, I thought he got, being handled and coddled. Over here in Washington, he doesn't have the pressure he had on him in those two situations. You had to win offensively in Philly. You got to win offensively in Indy. Washington wants to win defensively. Mm-hmm. And so all Carson Wentz now has, all he has to do now is maintain the ship. And he has what I think probably, I know his best receiver. And Scary Terry, right. Scary Terry that he had on any of his right. teams. So I like that. I think he'll dog paddle, not necessarily
Let me say this real quick. Carson Wentz should be a Cowboy. He had an accident waiting to happen. Okay.
Stop it, man.
But here's
Stop
the other
it.
Thing that I will say. Here's the other thing I'll say. That corny-ass name, the Commanders, that's another reason they'll lose. I don't see them. Only thing I like about them is my man Jason Wright at the helm and Julie McDonald running media.
Yeah, stuff. Right,
I don't, and their Jason's defense.
Impressive.
I don't like anything about their offense, and I damn sure don't like their name. They'll be in last place. They'll battle
like
the Giants.
They got certain players that you like. They drafted Jahan Dotson.
Terry's big time.
And Jahan Dotson out of Penn State. That dude can play, too.
That brother can
play, too. And that kind of speed, they have something.
But Carson Wentz is an accident waiting to happen.
All right. I don't agree with Michael's whole assessment, but I understand his perspective. I think the pressure is here, too. I don't believe he doesn't have any pressure here because there was a head coach who stated he's our guy. I just heard the owner tell the gambling commission that we got us a quarterback. So the pressure is on him to produce here. Now, Stephen A., I really don't know where the hell he's coming from. Who the hell is Julie McDonald? I did not know that Ronald McDonald had a daughter or a niece or somebody working for the Washington Commanders. This dude right here has called Tressway a quarterback, okay? he sat up there again. What was the other thing? He did something wrong again on the team. Gave the wrong name totally.
I'm not sure if it was the Commanders, but I remember one time he talked about how Hunter Henry was going to have a huge impact for the Chargers game.
Yeah. He was bragging on Hunter Henry when Hunter Henry was already had messed up his knee and was out. Okay, on IR, he called Julie McDonald right now. And if he did not.
Julie McDonald.
Julie Donald, not Julie McDonald. See, the problem is in the media, a lot of people get fed information and then they run to the air and they discuss it. Instead of knowing it themselves. Now, Jason Wright, the one that he's so crazy over, I guess it's because it's a brother. But ultimately, he started a firestorm last week that did not have to happen. Okay? And I think it's a bigger firestorm than many people would think. You think it was just media people and people coming back at him. And, some fans jumping on, oh, yeah, he's taking care of his people. But I think it's a big name up in the inside of that building that did not like that tweet. So, ultimately, this was somebody just going out there just trying to say something. Want to be funny. You know, Carson Wentz is better than what we've had. And I think he has to be more consistent. Because consistency, I don't care about the 20. Everybody keep the tweets now, 28 touchdowns, 7. I don't care. How many playoff games has he won over the last few games for the last few years? So now I want to see that. I want to see him consistent, get to the playoff and win games. And they have a chance of doing some things here. Now, this team – they're talking about it's defensive led. He don't have to do anything offensively. Defensively, they have to get damn better. They have to get back to what they were 2 years ago because last year they didn't lead a damn thing. So that whole little dilemma of those two guys talking was total nonsense. Two guys that are just trying to make something happen and not know what the hell they're talking about. Julie McDonald, what the hell?
Well said. The thing that I find lazy that we're seeing with a lot of national analysts, there's still this thought process out here, or at least for some, that this is an elite defense and that this defense is going to carry them. I mean, I think Michael Irvin actually said it there that, you know, Carson struggled when the offense had to win games, but now the defense is going to win games and Carson just can't mess up. Like, did you watch this team last year? It's funny, I was talking on the sideline with some of the media folks, and some of these guys are like legit excited about this team, and they're like, man, this D-line is really playing well. And I'm like, yeah, they are. And, you know, I really like the way they hit hard in the secondary. I'm like, yeah, they do. They couldn't get a stop on Baker Mayfield last week. And I know that they didn't game plan for him.
But I don't think
Carolina game plan for them.
Yeah.
Right. So that the bulk of that to me is just laugh out loud funny. It's just dumb and funny. And I kind of feel like the two of them were leaning into being goofy anyway. But the national narrative, I really like Booger McFarland. I don't know what prompted him to say Chase Young's going to have 20 sacks this season. I don't think Chase Young's playing until Halloween, man. Like, I think
– he's going to have three again after that.
Right.
Thing.
I, like, you know what I mean? It's crazy how different perception is than reality with this team. They were 31st in the NFL in third down stops.
Yep.
31st.
Yep.
Keep telling me that this is a defensive-led team. Maybe I'm alone. I have more faith in the offense than the defense. The offense performed better last year with a backup quarterback.
The defense have the bigger names.
The defense did.
They got the high draft picks, the bigger names. So, yes, what we do a lot in sports, you're a first rounder, we start praising you immediately. You come from a big name school, we start praising you immediately. But as a player, I learned to find out who does what. You know, I don't care if you went to USC, Alabama, wherever. The guy from Murray State might come in and be better than all y'all. And I think that's the difference between fans and media. We promote based off of status. And the guy that comes from come later in the draft or free agent and come from a smaller school, they never ever reach the same status as the guy that was drafted in the first round, even though he could be better than him. And fans don't understand that sometimes, and media don't understand it, but ultimately that defense came with a lot of stuff, a lot of expectations, and they haven't lived up to it consistently. So to sit here and automatically assume that they're leading just because four first-round draft picks and all that stuff, that's asinine. You need to start looking at what truly transpires and goes on, because they didn't lead it last year. They had a very good year 2 years ago, but they played against quarterbacks that could have been named Jeff Walker or Brian Mitchell. You know what I'm saying? So I just think that let's stop going based off of what the assumption is, and let's go based off of what the reality is. And right now, this team is, we want the defense to lead it, but they haven't been doing it like we thought they would.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!